ラジオ ETC。 イギリス出身のコリン先生にイディオムについて質問をしてみました。映画それでも恋するバルセロナでのワンシーンです。あまりにも直接的な誘い方をするアントニオにベッキーはこう言います。 He doesn't beat around the bush。 直訳すると彼は藪の周りを叩かない。でもどうもイディオムのようです。
He doesn't beat around. No, he's direct.
He's direct.
He speaks. What he says is what he means.
それではということで、イディオム学習に特化したテキストを使ってイディオムを学ぶ際の注意事項についても説明をしてくれました。
This is idioms here.
But it's a very form of idioms. It goesIdioms of color, idioms of food, idioms of numbers, idioms of body parts, people, animals, geography, recreation. So for example, colors. Everyone, there's a small little article here. They read it, they don't understand it. But here, the black market, field blue, the green light, green with envy, in black and white, in the black, in the red, out of the blue, the red carpet, the red tape, the white light.So they read that, and then there's like owing money in debt. Well, that's, I never have enough money to pay my bills. I'm always in the red. So owing money in the red. So they get to know it there. Then this is a yes, no one. Then here there's an idiom has to be said that, look, I got the news from the blue. Well, from the blue is wrong. Out of the blue. You understand?So this is idioms from numbers. First sight, 40 winks, seventh heaven, two minds, cloud nine, second thought, two and two together, second nature, second to none, six of one, half a dozen of the other, sixth sense.
I see.
Body parts, a big mouth, by heart, the cost an arm and a leg, sweet tooth, head over heels, long face, nose ear, pain in the neck.Pull someone's leg, see eye to eye, shake a leg. So it goes on and on and on. Words with as. These are all busy as a bee, as fit as a fiddle, as good as gold, as happy as a lark, hard as nails, as hungry as a bear, plain as day, regular as clockwork, sick as a dog, stubborn as a mule, weak as a kitten.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So they're all...You know, occasionally I put in some idiom just so they understand that every word is not as spoken. Every word can have more meanings. Mm-hmm. And idioms are not the word that they say, but idioms have to be spoken as they are. You can't change it. So that, you know, it's a little bit of an exercise.
Thank you very much.
And there are many, you know, many, many phrases.English phrases and, you know, American phrases, they're very different ones. But I think in a classroom, unless, you know, you can get them lost with idioms, you have to be careful. Too many idioms is, you know, just confuse. It depends on their ability. If they have enough ability to understand,Well, that's okay, but if it just confuses them more, you mustn't do it. You have to think. You can tell by your student if they know you, it doesn't take long to do one. But if they master a few, it's quite nice. They feel, so like, you know, you can remember sick as a dog. Or, I tell them, it's not really ladies' talk.
Oh.
It's a man's talk.Not ladies, so I don't, you know, you're a bit, I wouldn't recommend you saying that one. Yeah, of course, you know, I mean, it's, I suppose, same in Japanese. There are men's words used which are a little bit unrefined for ladies' speech.
次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。